This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, SunTouch floor warming systems, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with the projects you want to get done around your house. What are you working on this fine early October weekend? Are the leaves starting to change in your neck of the woods? They are where we live, and it is a favorite time of year for just that. But of course, you know what happens after they change color? Gravity takes over, and then your gutters. That's a project you might be taking on. Or maybe you want to clean off all the summer grind that's on the sidewalks and the siding, get it spruced up for the long winter ahead. Maybe you want to plan a project to do now when it's cool and comfortable out so it'll be ready for the spring weather ahead. Maybe you want to do some planting. We did all of our planting usually this time of year. I'm doing a new lawn now in a section of my yard that never had a decent lawn because it had a lot of trees that were overhead. So we've actually removed a lot of the larger branches, and I'm looking forward to growing a lawn there. So, you know, whether it's gardening, whether it's construction, whether it's just planning a project, we'd love to help. The number here to get in touch with us is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. You can record your home improvement question, and we will get back to you the next time we're in the studio. Coming up on today's show, if your home has cold floors, adding electric radiant heating underneath those floors is a really good way to deliver warmth and comfort. Well, now there's an addition to that system. It's a smart thermostat on the market called the SunStat Connect Plus, and allows you to remotely access and control the floor heating system more so than ever before. I love this because if it's cold, I can dial up my floors and have them heated by the time I get home. So we're going to share the details just ahead.
And if you've ever had to deal with stinky air in your home from pets or cooking or cigarette smoke, you may have tried using an air cleaner only to find out that it really didn't work. We're going to share an air purifier technology that does work to get rid of those smells and more.
And just because you live in a rental doesn't mean you can't cut energy costs too. So we've got a list of low-cost solutions for drafts that won't damage an apartment or a condo that you might be renting, and they'll save you money and make you more comfortable as well.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Kathy from West Virginia on the line, who's tackling a kitchen project and has some questions about a sink. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm having a hard time deciding on the type of sink. I've always had a double barrel. I always washed in one side and I rinsed in the other.
Right.
So it's really hard for me to relate to a single bowl sink.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be the rage, and I wanted to see, really, I mean, what is the attraction?
Size and space. I mean, you can get a lot more in a single bowl sink than you can in one that is divided into two. And I understand the habit of putting soap in one and rinsing in the other. And, you know, listen, if you're used to that, why not? But I think the reason people get them is because they can get the bigger pots and pans in there, and they're just a whole lot easier to use. You know, the other option, of course, is if you're going to have a single bowl sink, then you just get used to having a small plastic bowl in there, a plastic tub, I should say, in there, which is what we always did. So that is where all the soapy water goes, and then you have plenty of room on the other side to rinse, and then you can just, you know, take it out and put it away when you're all done. So it's really personal preference, but I think the reason they're so popular is space. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I personally have like an extra deep single bowl stainless sink, and I like it because, you know, pots and pans fit in there no problem. I can definitely put a lot of stuff in there as I'm trying to get things cleared up quickly, and I don't have to have it on the countertops. But I did grow up with a double sink, and I too liked that. You know, I didn't have to fill up so much water in one sink if I wanted to just wash a couple of things, or, you know, you have more options with that. Now, when you're remodeling, are you just replacing the existing sink, or are you changing out the cabinet?
I'm changing everything.
I love the idea of a ceramic-coated apron front sink. That looks kind of, it can be modern and country sort of at the same time and have an interesting feel. And you can do a double sink. I think they're even called country sinks, you know, the apron front. They're so beautiful. And it might be just, you know, something that's a little different but still familiar. And they resell very well for the house.
Well, I am so attracted to those ceramic apron front sinks. And so before I make the commitment, I was just wanting to see, am I missing something?
Nope, I don't think you are. I think they're very attractive, and I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now we've got Robert on the line who's dealing with some noisy plumbing. What's going on?
How can I fix noisy drainage pipes?
Short and sweet, right, Leslie? I mean, I kind of feel for the guy because I've been in houses like this where, for some reason, the plumbers thought it was a really good idea to run the drain pipes through the dining room walls. So you're sitting there and you're having a meal and you're hearing the toilets flush upstairs.
That is terrible.
You know, unfortunately, I think it's one of those things that's really hard to fix because they're already built into the house. And so the one thing you could do is you could soundproof those walls. And one way to do that, probably the easiest way to do that is to add a second layer of drywall on top of what you have right now. Now that's going to require you to adjust the depth of the outlets, light switch box. If you have any ducts that come through, they're going to have to be sealed. And before you put that second layer up, you use a product called green glue. It comes like in a caulking tube, and that's designed to put just a tiny bit of space between the layers, and that helps to absorb the sound. So doubling up those walls might help to quiet it up, but other than moving the pipes, which is obviously a super expensive thing to do, I think that's really your only option.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. MONEYPIT.
Heading over to Illinois, Sandy's on the line with a question about some concrete steps. What are you working on?
My father has a house that was built in 1950 or so. And the front steps are brick, and they are starting to separate, like the grout that's between the bricks. So it's starting to kind of deteriorate and crumble. And I have questions about if there's anything that can be done to repair that without redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't have to replace that whole thing. This is a typical way that that brick is going to wear. What you need to do is repoint the concrete. That means that you have a mason come in and scrape away all that loose mortar and replace it with new mortar. We often have to do this to bricks and block work, both outside the house, like you've described, but also inside the house. If you have an old foundation that's got brick or blocks, the mortar will just get soft and deteriorate, both from age and from, in the case of a sidewalk area, just a lot of water and weather on it over the years. So a very typical project, not a big deal. You should be able to restore that completely.
All right, now we're going to help Roger deal with a mossy roof. What's going on?
I am looking to see if there's any kind of a product that you could use on a asphalt roof to take moss off of the shingles in light of using a power washer, which seems to take all the asphalt part of the shingle off. I'm wondering if there's anything that will dissolve into the moss and just remove it that way.
Well, Roger, generally you get moss and mildew and algae and lichen, all sorts of nasty green growths that will form on a roof when the roof is in a lot of shade. So I imagine you have quite a bit of shade around your roof. So the first thing I want you to do is to try to do what you can, get a little more sunlight. That just might mean thinning out some trees, if that's possible. Secondly, there are a number of commercial products out there that are designed specifically to kill the moss, because it's basically a plant, and so it needs to be stopped. And there's wet and forget, there's spray and forget. There's another product by Zinsser that's called Jomax that's very effective, and you're going to spray this on the roof. Now, in the case of the spray and forget, that actually takes quite a long time to dissolve that moss, but if you use the product like Jomax, it'll come up a lot quicker. Now, once you get a little sunlight on there and once you get rid of the moss that's there, the last thing that you should do, a little trick of the trade, is you should, at the peak of the roof, at the ridge, you should tack in there a piece of copper flashing. You can buy copper flashing by the roll. You can get like the 8-inch or the 10-inch or the 12-inch, and then run it up underneath the ridge shingle on both sides. And the reason you're doing this is because when the rain hits it, it releases a little bit of copper, and that actually acts as a mildewcide, and it will clean the roof as you go. So follow those steps, and you will be moss-free once and for all.
Well, if your home has cold floors, adding electric radiant heating beneath the floors is a great way to deliver warmth and comfort. And now there's a new thermostat on the market called SunStat Connect Plus, and that's going to allow you to remotely access and control that floor heating system more than you ever could before.
Yeah, now it's made by SunTouch, and it's pretty impressive. The thermostat allows you to monitor your floor warming system remotely through the Watts Home app. So, for example, on a cold day, you can set it to warm up your floors before you get home. And it also works with Alexa and Hey Google.
Now, the SunStat Connect Plus has a modern design with a color touchscreen and multi-view home screen settings so that you can easily see the floor temperature, the outside weather, and it's even got a clock. Now, it also features energy usage monitoring, and it can send you an email or text notification, and even has weather compensation and warm weather shutdown. It's all built right in, so those floors aren't going to heat up when it's not needed. So it's kind of helping you smartly use their system and save you some bucks.
Yeah, and SunTouch is really the premier provider of floor warming systems for both DIYers and for pros. I mean, these guys have been at it for over 30 years. So check it out. It's called the SunStat Connect Plus. You can learn more at suntouch.com. That's suntouch.com. Step onto warm, comfortable floors all year round. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Sherry and George is on the line and needs some help revamping a dresser. Tell us about your project.
Yes, I've got this dresser that my father found in a garage. It's all wood and it's beautiful, but somebody's painted it white. And I would like to get the white paint off.
Like for good or to put stain on or to paint over it again?
Yeah, I'm thinking to put stain on. I think it's all wood. It looks like a really nice piece of furniture. But it also has framed drawers. Like, I don't know, I guess that's what it's called. It has the wood around the drawers. And I'm thinking that's going to make it really hard.
So it's like a glass front door with like a wood frame?
Well, it's not glass. It's all wood, but like wood has a wood frame around it.
All right, that it shouldn't be a problem. What you have to do is if there's any doors or drawer fronts or things, you want to either pull out the drawers or just take off the drawer fronts. You really want to make it easy to work on things, so you need a lot of flat surfaces. So with the doors, with the framework, try to take them off if you can. Leave the hinges either on the door back or in the dresser itself. And then get everything on a flat surface. And you need to find a good paint remover, a stripper product. I've used Rock Miracle before. I like it because it's got a really thick consistency and you kind of like, you know, slather it on there and you can actually see where it is rather than brushing something on and making, you know, wondering if you've covered all spots. And then you really want to follow the directions. So you have to let it sit on there as long as they tell you to. And then you want to use a paint scraper to gently sort of scrape the paint off the surface because you don't want to gouge anything into it because that will show up when you start working on it in the future. And you could have to do it a couple of times. Now, depending on the type of wood that's underneath that white paint, you might not be able to get all of the paint off. So you really have to kind of experiment with it and see how well it is removable. And then once you've done that a couple of times, you're going to wipe it down. Then you might still have to sand it in a couple of places with a very fine sandpaper to make sure that you get all the last bits of the paint off. Then you want to wipe it down with a tack cloth and then prep it for staining. So that's when you really want to make sure that you've got it perfectly beautiful and clean and ready to go before you put the stain on, because once you start to put the stain on, everything's going to show.
Okay, now what was the name of that product again?
I like one called Rock Miracle. It comes in, you know, what almost looks like a turpentine can, but there are all different kinds. So, you know, you might want to pop into your local home improvement center, ask them which one they like to work with, because you might not be able to find Rock Miracle at your place. But, you know, definitely feel it out and, you know, ask somebody at your local home center what they recommend. But that's the one I like. I've used it a lot of times.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good luck with it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Iowa, where Andrew's got a question about a wood floor. Tell us what you're working on.
My fiance and I just sanded our floors, and we are getting ready to put down some product on our floor. And I just wanted to know what kind of product I should be using. It's probably an oak floor.
Well, that's a great project, Andrew. There are choices to be made now. Did you have a finish on this floor before?
It did. It was like a reddish tint.
Okay.
So it's still showing through a little bit. We didn't take it all the way down to bare wood.
What did you use to sand it with?
It was a machine that had, it was like a giant hand sander, basically. It had a handle on it and a big sheet of sandpaper on it. Just took down the old varnish that was on it.
Okay, so was it a belt sander where the big wide belt spins around, or was it more of sort of like a vibrating sander?
It was a vibrating sander.
All right, so here's the thing. This floor was stained before, and I'm concerned that if you just put a clear finish on it, if you're happy with the look of the floor right now with a little bit of the red showing through, then you can just put a clear finish on it. But if you're not, it gets a little bit tricky, because to try to add more of that color in, it's hard to get the exact same color, and you would almost probably have to go a couple of steps darker, and then you may have some issues about some areas had more of the old varnish on it than other areas, and they're going to absorb differently. So it's a little more difficult to refinish a floor like you've done if it had stain on it. Now, if it didn't have stain on it, you're just sort of sanding off the varnish, and you're putting a fresh coat of varnish, you don't have the issue. The issue that you might have is because it was stained before, you might have some of that blotchy color coming through. If you have stain on a floor, generally you can't use that type of approach to sand it. You have to use the belt sander approach, which is a big machine with a very wide belt that you should not do yourself, because if you sneeze while using this thing, you'll just ruin the floor. It's a very hard machine to use as a do-it-yourselfer. It's really something a pro has to use all the time. So the first question you have to kind of ask yourselves is, are you happy with the look of the floor if you were to seal it and finish it just like it is, if that's going to work for you guys? And if it is, what I would do is I would put on at least three coats of oil-based polyurethane or solvent-based polyurethane. Do not use the water-based products, the acrylic-based products, because they're just not durable enough. They're great on doors and trim and furniture, but on floors, I would always use the oil-based product. Now, you apply it not with a brush, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator, and basically, it's kind of like a mop on a stick, and you dip it into a tray of this urethane, and you sort of mop it on and work your way out of the room, and then find something else to do for at least a half a day, maybe even longer, to let it dry really, really well. If it's the least bit tacky, do not put second coats on it. This may take a couple of days depending on the humidity level. Wait till it's really super dry. If you try to recoat it and it's still tacky, it has even a harder time drying the next time around. So make sure it's super dry before you put the next coat on. And about three coats of that, try to stay off it as much as you can for the first month or so. And by that, I mean, you know, don't drag the furniture around, put some, you know, pieces of carpet or something underneath the legs. Just try to treat it gingerly because it does take a while for it to really, really harden, and you'll be good to go.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, if you've ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your home, you might know that many simply just cover up that odor instead of completely eliminating them. Well, Eden Pure has a new product called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier that completely destroys any odors instead of just covering them up. And this includes odors from pets, cooking, or even cigarette smoke. And I'm going to add in teenage boy because my son's room used to stink, but this is amazing.
Well, with us to explain how it all works is Tyson Nguyen. Tyson is an Eden Pure ambassador. Welcome, Tyson.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
So we're moving into the cooler months now. People are going to be locking those doors, closing those windows. We want to make sure that the house remains fresh smelling inside. And I think a lot of folks believe that an air cleaner and an air purifier are really the same thing. But that's just not the case, right?
You're absolutely correct. The Thunderstorm, it's an air purifier, not a filter. And like you said, you know, when you're having these, you know, closed doors, you know, the weather's changing, you know, you get all of these odors building up in your house. You're living in your home every day. You have people in and out. You have your pets in there. And all these odors, like from cooking, pet odors, they build up in there. And you need a way to get rid of them. And that's where the Thunderstorm comes in.
So an air cleaner would use a filter to try to pull those odors out, but then the filters get clogged, they wear out, so to speak. They don't really do a good job totally to begin with, but an air purifier has different technology, and that's what enables it to not just cover it, but completely destroy it. So can you talk to us about how that technology works so we really understand the benefits?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're outside, you know, say there's a thunderstorm rolling through and there's that clean, fresh smell that happens right after a thunderstorm. So that's actually natural O3 molecules, and that's what that fresh smell is outside. So we've taken that natural process, and the thunderstorm is actually generating these natural O3 molecules and sending it out all throughout your home. And what they're doing is they're attaching and they're binding to those nasty smells and other air pollutants that are inside your home and destroying them on a microscopic level. And what you're left with is fresh, clean air.
I mean, it's really amazing. It does have that wonderful sort of fresh rainstorm scent when you do have it plugged in. And I have to tell you, the size of the Thunderstorm is so like small and unnoticeable, but it does such a major, excellent job. I tell you, I have a teenage son. He has the stinkiest feet ever of life. I swear to God, the room just like has a funk about it. It's just gross. And I snuck one in there without him even knowing. And I would say like within the day, that room like completely changed. So it works.
Did he even notice it?
I mean, he didn't notice. I don't think he notices the bad smells either.
I think that was a smart approach, because if you announce that you're doing this, then of course you know, he's going to have an opinion about it. But this way, it just dealt with the problem. He put the thunderstorm in there, and it all went away. And, you know, there's no filters to buy because, as you say, Tyson, it doesn't really need that. That's not the technology. Basically, the O3 molecules are created by the thunderstorm, and then they seek out the odor. So will this handle Italian household here, garlic, right, fish, some of those sort of strong odors as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, those really strong, you know, cooking odors, like you said, you know, fish, bacon, you know, it's great for those things. It's also great for even cigarette smoke. You know, we've had a lot of reviews come in saying how well it works getting rid of cigarette smoke. You know, you're in a house, former owners, you know, that smell still lingering, or if someone in your household is a current smoker, you know, that smoke gets in the paint, it gets in the carpet, and your only other options before was to repaint everything, which is expensive, replace the flooring, or use air fresheners, which air fresheners, they're just covering it up. It's mixing with that bad odor, and that's why you have to keep buying those products, because it's not really doing anything. Where the thunderstorm, it's attacking the sources of those smells and actually destroying and eliminating them.
I mean, it really is amazing, and I love that, you know, it's got a nice USB cable on it, so I can really put it where I want it. You know, again, I put it in my son's room, and it worked so well. Now, you need a battery-operated one, so I can put it in the sneaker drawer, because, you know, each of my kids has a drawer they throw their shoes in, and we could use some help in there, too.
You know, I think it's interesting that you told me before the show that you actually have long-haul truckers using these for their cabs as well, because they spend a lot of time in that small space. And what a great way to keep it smelling fresh.
Long-haul truckers, they absolutely love this product. So if you think long-haul truckers, they're out on the road for weeks, months at a time, and they have, you know, everything that would be in your home. They're taking their pets with them. They have their dirty laundry, trash, you know, food is in there, all in a tight, concentrated space. And what you're getting is a buildup of those smells. So they're always looking for ways to freshen the cab, and they found the thunderstorm really, really works well with this.
Well, it's a great product, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Now, Tyson, you set up a great deal for our listeners. We appreciate that. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200. Now, one unit retails for $129. So this is a really good deal. You'll get three units for under $200 by using the promo code MONEYPIT3 at EdenPureDeals.com. This way you can have, you know, one in the kitchen, maybe one in the teenager's bedroom, maybe one, you know, towards the bathroom, wherever it needs to be in your house. And like you said, Leslie, they're small, they're compact, they plug right into an outlet, they don't need any wiring, and they're very, very silent. So I love the way they just silently sit there and do the job and keep the place smelling fresh. Tyson, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. We're looking forward to enjoying our thunderstorms all winter long, especially with the cold weather coming up. So check it out at EdenPureDeals.com. Remember, Money Pit 3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. Thanks, Tyson.
Thanks so much, Tom and Leslie.
Well, if you're a renter paying for your own utilities, you might think that there's not much you can do to cut those costs. I mean, you can't really buy a new furnace, you can't replace those windows, you can't even add insulation to a home that you don't own.
Yeah, but there are actually a series of things you can do, and most are either low cost or they're improvements that you could actually take with you when you move out. For example, you could replace your thermostat with a smart thermostat. Now, smart thermostats are really helpful. First of all, they generally have a sort of a detection system in them, so they know when somebody's in the house and not. Why is that important? Because your home could be much cooler in the winter when you're not home. When you get home, you want to turn up the heat so you're comfortable. So that will automatically happen. You can also dial them in up and down from remote locations, whether it's at work or from the comfort of your easy chair. Feeling a little chill? Just whip out your smartphone and dial up your thermostat. Yeah, we know it's lazy, but let's face it. If you got one, I'm sure you've done it. I know I do it. Next, with the windows, gosh, lots of draft opportunities there. So what can you do? Well, there is a type of liquid weather stripping. It's sort of like a caulk, and it's a temporary caulk in the sense that you can seal those windows shut with this caulk. It's kind of like a clear bead that goes down, and then in the spring, you grab an edge of this, and it peels right off. So it's an easy way to seal them up and stop those drafts from coming through for the entire winter. You don't have to put like plastic over it or anything. You just use the weather stripping caulk and seal them in. Now, the only window you shouldn't be doing that with is one that could be an emergency window that you have to get out of in, God forbid, the event of a fire. And if you've got an attic, you know, that's a good place where a lot of heat goes up. So make sure that the hatchway has some weather stripping around it. You'll be amazed at what a big difference that simple repair, that simple improvement can make.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking for some ways to improve on, like, say, the decorating side, you know, you're getting to add some things, make the room look a little better, but also make it, you know, a lot warmer, really control some of the cool air coming in through windows. Think about adding a heavier drape or a cellular shade. Those cellular shades that kind of look like honeycombs, and they act like an insulator because, you know, it sort of stores a pocket of warmer air. So when the cold air hits that window glass and then ultimately that shade, it gets stopped by the warmer air that's in that little tunnel and then doesn't really come in as much as it would into the room. Add a heavy drape, just close it up when it's super cold out. You know, that kind of helps cut down things coming in, that those drafts, the cool air, even just from the glass. If you find that you have your furniture sort of sitting in front of a baseboard heater or a radiator, just get that furniture away from it. Give it some space. You know, really allow that warmer air to access the room rather than just hitting the backside of a sofa. You know, if you have a radiator, like a freestanding radiator against a wall, you can, you know, slide one of those reflector panels behind the radiator itself in the wall, and that kind of helps spread out a little bit more heat. Another tricky place that cool drafts get in are your light switches and outlets that are on exterior walls. If you take off those covers, that switch plate cover or that outlet cover, you'll feel a lot of cold air behind there. And you can buy very inexpensively like a foam gasket that just goes on the back side of that cover. And then you screw that back on and that stops the air leaking through. I mean, if you're on, say, a second floor apartment or the room is above, you know, an uninsulated space, go ahead and think about adding like a nice area rug for those cooler months just to help cut that cool air coming in. Sort of think about protecting yourself from all of those exterior surfaces and adding in that extra layer just to stop those drafts coming in. And that really does help a lot.
Good advice. Hey, if you want more tips on what you can do as a renter to cut your heating costs, we've got a whole list of tips on MoneyPit.com.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Quinn's dealing with an insulation problem. Leslie, what's going on?
So Quinn writes, he says, I've got a second floor walk-in attic and the insulation is in terrible shape. This area is only above my two-car garage. Is there any reason at all that I should insulate the space better?
You should insulate any space that's between a heated space and an unheated space. So the garage is unheated, and if the space above it is heated, it definitely needs to be insulated. So that is definitely something that you ought to do.
All right, now we've got Larry who says, my driveway concrete is starting to crack. It's showing aggregate and turning white in those cracks. Any ideas on how to fix it without jackhammering the section out and repouring?
Yeah, actually, there's a product from Quikrete called Recap that is designed specifically to adhere to deteriorated concrete surfaces just like that. You could repair the damaged areas, or you could recoat the entire driveway, put a nice new broom finish on it, and it'll look like a brand new driveway without the need to tear anything out whatsoever.
All right, Larry, that's going to save you a bunch of money. So there you go.
Well, if you're a pet lover, can you also have stylish decor that can coexist peacefully with you and your pet? Well, Leslie says you definitely can and has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you've got pets, you really don't have to sacrifice the home decor that you want. And I think a lot of people think, oh, I've got dogs, cats, I can't have that nice whatever, it's going to ruin it. But you can. I mean, there's a lot of options out there. Durable, easy to clean paints, antimicrobial stain resistant rugs. You know, all of that means that you can have a beautiful home and a furry pet at the same time. They are no longer incompatible. So paints, you're probably thinking, why do I need a, you know, a durable paint? My dog, for some reason, loves to rub up against the wall leading to the back door to go outside. And his little collar sometimes, you know, mars up the wall and I have to use a magic eraser or touch up something there. So it's definitely helpful to have a durable paint so that when your dog or cat does that, it's durable. You're going to find a lot of paint companies will have a flat paint that are wipeable. And I mean, that kind of feature was only available previously in glossy paint. So if you're looking for a lesser sheen paint that's still durable, it's out there. Now, for fabrics, you can find stain-resistant and antimicrobial fibers in a range of styles and soft textures. You want to look for textiles that are made with nanotechs, which makes that fiber stain-resistant and waterproof. Also, when you're looking at a more pet-friendly fabric, look at the weave or sort of the texture of that fabric itself and, you know, rub your nails on it. If you find that you can kind of snag at something, you know, then an animal definitely can. Dogs or cats can kind of just take one swipe and catch that little thread. So definitely give it a test to make sure that it's going to pass their little paws. And, you know, I mean, if you've got the luxury to have maybe a mudroom or an extra space that you can kind of dedicate to the dog, I mean, maybe everybody doesn't have that, but it could be more common these days. And especially with folks spending more time at home, perhaps you've got a space that doubles as an office or the laundry room. You can use that spot and create a dedicated pet area, keep their bed, their food, all their toys, all in one place. This way, you know, you can kind of contain the more messy areas in the house to that one spot and really focus on making that pet friendly. I mean, there are rugs that are washable. So much out there now that really allows you for your pets. And you know what? A lot of this applies to kids too, guys. So it's really important when you're thinking of this.
You can live peacefully with your pets and your kids.
Exactly.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, did you guys know that almost a third of energy consumption at your home goes to heating and cooling? So it's no surprise that a vast number of those of you who call our show are always looking for ways to get those energy costs down. We're going to share some very easy ways to cut those heating costs on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.